Hello, my name is Kennedy, and this is my episode on what UN goals I see as the most important. And these are my three most important UN goals. First one being goal 2, zero hunger. Second goal being goal 3, good health and quality well-being. And the last goal being gender equality, goal 5. Goal 2, zero hunger. This goal is the most urgent. Almost 25,000 people die from hunger every day, and almost 10,000 of them are children. Statistics show that not having enough food can cause aggression, hoarding of food, and other strange behaviors. Humans build relationships with food, unlike animals. Having good relationships with food can ensure a somewhat healthy diet. Food is your main source of nutrition, and not eating enough food can cause you to be sick and miserable. We need our people to have good health, and having access to decent food is something that would help that. And this is when goal 3 plays in with zero hunger. Goal 3, good health and quality well-being. The health of our people by generations get worse and worse. The United States is the only developed country that hasn't attempted to have free health care, besides Obamacare. The United States have been placed at the 10th on the list of most unhealthy countries. This is a very big problem because as a developed country, we should be an example to other countries. By improving our citizens' health shows that other countries that this is the right thing to be doing. Making citizens' health a priority to boost the economy, because people in good health don't have an excuse not to work and are more likely to work. And with this, very many people can't afford to pay for health care, and then they would have to directly pay to the hospital. This makes them more likely not to go to the hospital because of the outrageous pricings and because of not wanting to pay for it. I think changing the pricings would help with the citizens' health a lot. Number 5, gender equality. Gender equality means the state in which access to rights or opportunities that is unaffected by your gender. In very many underdeveloped places like Africa, treat women terribly compared to their men. Different areas have different religions, which can play into how they treat different genders. In some religions, they see women as gods. In some, they see them as very unpure. And we have seen the negative side effects of this. When there was a law in China where one house could only have one child, this caused very many people to abort after finding out it was a girl because of wanting a boy. This is called the Chinese population to be mainly male, even though they have now changed the rule. The population is still slanted. And there's very many instances where you can see where the man is preferred than the woman in different regions and situations. This is a very harmful way of thinking and very dangerous, because this can cause very many women and or men to be caused harm to. Women are a big part of the population, and not having this part of the population work as hard as the rest affects the economy and how our children and everyone else is affected. As you can see, very many UN goals combat together, and this has made me learn more about the different effects of different countries and how we can do more. This makes me now want to learn more things and work towards them. And this is very important to me to see what happens towards these goals and how we go forward. Thank you for listening to my podcast episode.